WWE. Yeah, I think the right word is dominion. Dominion over every crawling thing. But anyway, I'm just going to check in with you for a few minutes and kind of close out the saga with the lithium batteries. The knot I talked with you last, I was just trying to figure things out and struggling with the BMS on the battery management system on the thing. And that night, it let me down again. This time the radio shut down. And I told you, if I lose the radio, they got to go. So when it shut down and the radio shut off, you know, down here where I'm at, that's kind of a big deal. I'm not dealing with this at all. So I'm not sure where the proper place for a lithium battery is, but it's not here. So I got two AGMs that I put back in place, and dropped them in. Let me let a radio break. And at 10, 11 o'clock this morning, I think. And they got about 4 hours charge with the solar panels. And I'm down to 12.2 volts on them. And I don't have to worry about the BMS shutting down. So I can, you know, run them on down to 11.5 if that's what I want to do. And then, you know, I'll pick the sun back up in the morning and get them fully charged and go again. But I can't do that with BMS. It's not worth it.
Very individual. You know, that phrase, your experience will vary, something like that. So it's all a matter of suiting yourself, you know. If you think those are the nuts, they just satisfy your every desire, well, there's going to be somebody who has different desire than you do. It's as simple as that, you know. I have to be honest with you, and going back to that night that we spoke about it earlier, I mentioned that I have a panel that I use with my power pack here. It was part of the purchase at the time, so it is matched with it. There are mistakes you can make by getting something that's inappropriate and trying to, you know, achieve satisfaction, of course. But this came with it for that duty. And I haven't used it because I just haven't used it. And but it is, if you have sunlight and you're trying to make contacts, let's say you went out on a soda activation or even POTA, you could do that, and it will function very well. It's appropriate. It's well suited. Your uses require a different setup, I suppose. And maybe it was an expensive lesson, but you might keep them around. Keep them at least. What I've heard is that they can store until you do have a need for them or you find another use for them. They can store at about 75%, 65%, somewhere in there. They can store for a long, long time. You don't put them away fully charged. You don't put them away nearly depleted. You know, that's just a way to kill it. But, you know, until you decide what you're going to do with it. And move on and concern yourself with other things. I became, I guess, more aware of what you've been through there. I talked with, or maybe I overheard a conversation. Yes, that must be it. Because I'm trying to, well, never mind that. And they were talking about I don't think it was you in particular, but how the devastation extreme and well, I that's nothing that I can touch, you know. I can only feel very sorry that happened. I mean, I know you had a lot of stuff going on at the deer camp, a lot of improvements and innovations. I don't know where it is. Let me ask you this question. That's what it popped up during that period. I wondered where it was that you developed that. You had a very tall, self-standing antenna that you kept putting in sections and taking it higher and putting in sections and taking it higher. You sent me a video on that, and I just, I want to tell you, I remain dumbfounded by how that was, you came up with that. Was that lost as well? KK4JBQ.
Yeah, well, I've done quite a bit down here. I've still got a few things to do. Squirrels got in the roof and just did a whole lot of damage to my wiring. It took me a week, I guess, to get all that straightened out. The water pump had some issues, so I finally got that fixed. And I got old 2-meter radio. I got hung up on the shelf here, so I can kind of communicate. And I don't know what brand it is, but I can't even hardly move in between channels on it without spending 15 minutes trying to figure out how to do it. So I just brought my 991 up here because it's, you know, I'm familiar with it and it's easy to use and so on and so forth. So it's been a lot of improvement that I've been able to do, and just have got to where I can kind of enjoy it a little bit, you know. But I went to Walmart, so I'm gonna sneak up there at the pond in the morning and see what I can catch. I know there's some fish up there. I've caught a few of them, but I want to get that big one, you know. Maybe have fish for breakfast in the morning. How's that sound?
Well, I can only tell you that the last time I had fish, it's not something that I'm fortunate enough to have very often. But a friend of ours, another ham, was having a birthday, and his wife prepared. I went over to see him was invited to have a meal with them, and it was catfish, and I don't think I have tasted it. Was just the taste. My dad used to, he'd go on and on and on about the taste of what he ate, and he would say, "I eat for the taste," and I don't know what he thought The rest of us ate for him. He said it to be very clear, you know. That was his purpose. And I want it to be clear and for everybody to understand. Oh, I eat for the taste. Yeah, I believe it. Without, spotlighting it or anything, I would believe it. I believe what my dad said. And every time he talked about eating, it was all about the taste of things. Well, maybe I've just been less fortunate. I do know what I like and what I can eat and what I can just survive on, you know. But now that catfish that Bernice made was, well, I already gave it away, haven't I? It's Tom's birthday. So that catfish that Bernice made was just the best I've ever had, and haven't had anything like it since. Tom's a lucky man. KK4JVQ.
I've had her catfish too, and it's out of this world. Matter of fact, I haven't eaten anything that she makes that's not amazing, you know. Tom is lucky because she's a wonderful cook. But at any rate, I'm just going to let you know I got rid of the life pose. It's not something is worth it for me. So anyway, I just want to touch base with you for a few minutes and, you know, catch up and all that. But other than that, I guess that's about all I got. I'm looking forward to the Twilight Zone tonight. I'm going to watch it and try to get some rest tomorrow. I might do a little bit of night hunting tomorrow night. I haven't decided yet. There's a bunch of coyotes around here, and I'll see what I can see if I can start trying to get them under control. But anyway, all right, well, I'll let you go. I'm starting to show my tired. And nice talking to you, Larry. It's KL4NUE, and I'll be clear on your final.
Well, Chad, thank you for calling out for me. And I normally, when I am listening to the net, I will leave the radio on for a while for just such a thing to occur, you know. So it really worked out well tonight, and I enjoyed the conversation. Thank you so much. I wish you a good night, a good day tomorrow, and if you do some night vision hunting tomorrow night, all the best of luck to you. You take care of yourself, won't you? And thank you for the conversation. This is KK4JBQ. Take care, Chad. 7-3.